sophomore lineman.
Again, similar formation. They got two running backs in the backfield spread apart. One of them going to the outside looking for the pitch. The other one dives right up the middle. In this case, they give it to Joe Ellis right up the middle. The smaller back, surprisingly, he's only 5'5", a buck 35. Definitely the smaller of the two running backs, Clark.
Second and seven. Siegfried fumbles it as he tried to turn. Picks it up at the 40-yard line. He is brought down at the 37-yard line with the sack by David Binder. And it's going to be a big loss of about 10 yards, in fact. Sets up a third and 17.
Yeah, trying to set up play action there as he showed the football. And as he pulled it back, trying to show the fake to Owen Gage, he actually bumped the hip of the running back. The ball hits the turf, and all he can do is jump on it. David Binder going to be credited with the big tackle for loss.
6:44 left in this first quarter. Owen Gage 8, Caseville nothing. Caseville on their second drive of the night, moving left, right across the radio, facing a third and a country mile. I think the first down marker is down at the County Park Beach. Receiver wide each way. In the shotgun, they have Cole Simmons to the left, and a little bit of a high snap to number 28, Joe Alice, launches it downfield, and they lost it. He had room to catch it. That's Chance Shippey at the 40-yard line of Owen Gage. He lost the ball, looked to his left when it was to his right, and by that point it was too late. Coverage by number 11, Aaron Farner.
I don't know if you caught that or not, Clark, but Joe Alice was the quarterback. Yes. On the play. He takes the ball, drops back with one quick step, and launches it up in the air. Number 30, the intended target, Chance Shippey, put his head down and streaks down the field. Just a freshman Shippey is, and as he turns around to look for the ball, it's too late as it lands right behind him. Had a chance for a big play on third down. Now you've got to bring out the punting unit.
Mason Kazefka stands his own 24-yard line away in the snap. Good long snap with a little bit of a rugby-style kick, and this one goes out of bounds much sooner before coming down. And this, they're going to say, it actually went about out of bounds in Caseville territory still at the 46-yard line. So not exactly the punt Caseville was looking for, but they will have to do as its own gauge ball.
No, Clark, that one was borderline looking like one of your golf shots I've seen on the golf. I've been waiting all year for that one, Clark. And finally, I get one here. Is a net punt of what, Clark, about 15 yards?
Let's see, from the 33 to the 46, 13-yard
yeah,
punt.
Yeah, not a good one.
6:16 left into the first quarter. Owen Gage with the ball, leading 8-0. Their last drive consisted of 2 minutes and 17 seconds, 6 plays, and 50 yards, resulting in touchdown. Slot to the right. Now man in motion. We have a quarterback and shotgun, and it's a reverse. To Warak, coming around the left end, across the 40, to cross the 30, and finally brought down at the 27-yard line. Brought down by number 34, Cole Simmons, man who's all over the field, making all the stops for Caseville, as it's a new set of downs for the Bulldogs at the 28-yard line.
Well, this time the Bulldogs showing their version of the shotgun, except quarterback Jake Wright was by himself, a slot receiver to the right side of the field, and they run the play that way with lead blockers for the quarterback. He pitches it to the receiver, Jake Wright. Jake Warak comes back around this way for a big gain.
Wright throws to his left. The lefty, in fact, throws it to number 34, David Binder, who steps out of bounds at the 14-yard line. Cole Simmons with the force out, regardless, is enough for a first down. Move the chains yet again. A 14-yard catch puts it at the 14-yard line, first and 10, Bulldogs.
Well, after two throws, already almost convinced, Jake Wright very comfortable to throwing the football out there. And as you mentioned, Clark, Cole Simmons, man, he is all over the field. It don't matter, left side, right side, he's making
strong
all
side.
making all sorts of tackles out there for Caseville.
High formation, receiver wide to the right, that's Warak. Wright hands it off to his second option out of the backfield. That's number 34. And he strong arms his way into the end zone. David Binder, touchdown, Owen Gage. It's 14-0 Owen Gage over Caseville with 5:49 left in the first quarter. They're going to say he was down before. No, they're going for two bunk versions. Sorry, I can't see the corner of the field over here. Confused myself. So touchdown, Owen Gage from 14 yards out. Makes it at 14-0, going for the two-point conversion.
Wow, an impressive drive there by the Bulldogs, throwing the ball as they wish and running the ball right behind it, keeping the Caseville defense lost for words so far.
Bringing out the kick team here. Number 14, Jake Warak, your kicker. Lines this one up. It's not pretty, but it's through the uprights. It's an extra point. It's good. It makes it Owen Gage 15, Caseville nothing, with 5:48 left in the first quarter on the WLEW Sports.
Some area farmers and truckers, Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring is your closest authorized dealer for trailers and trailer parts from Mack. Founded by truckers for truckers, Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring has thousands of new and used parts in stock with emphasis on Kenworth, Caterpillar, and now Mack trailers. Open 6 days a week. Visit countrysidemi.com. Stacks Market in Owendale has all the necessities of life, including an ATM, lottery tickets, full selection of favorite beverages, fresh sandwiches, hot pizza, ice cream, gas, diesel, and propane fuels, and many convenience items. Open 7 days, Stacks Market, like a little truck stop without showers.
.48 left in the first quarter. Owen Gage strikes again, makes it 15-0 over the Caseville Eagles as Jake Warak will be kicking off for Owen Gage from their own 40-yard line.
So far, a very impressive start for the Bulldogs as they break huddle for the kickoff.
As I'm trying to turn the lights on here in the
booth, Jake Warak kicks it off.
And it comes in at about the 42-yard line. Reversing fields is Andrew Siegfried, the quarterback, and he's brought down at midfield, actually into Owen Gage territory at the 48-yard line by number 34, David Binder. So Caseville starting with some decent field position.
Yeah, heads-up return there by Siegfried. Obviously, he's up a front man looking to be the guy making a block, fielding the short kick, noticing there's nothing there on his side of the field, reverses field and turns nothing into something. And now the best field position of the day so far as Caseville tries to get something going on their third drive of the day.
Left, right across your radio, they're trailing 15-0 to Owen Gage. Coming out in the shotgun now. And then at the quarterback, looks like it's number 28, Joe Allis, doing the duties. Hands it off to Cole Simmons, breaks free across the 45 and rumbles all the way. He'd never get touched down. He's at the 20 to the 15. Rumbles in,
wow.
Touchdown, Caseville.
Run.
Cole Simmons rumbles in from 48 yards out. Touchdown, Caseville. He was nearly brought down at the 42-yard line by Jake Warak. He landed on top of him. His knees never touched the field. He got back up and literally rumbled down like a Mack truck the remaining 42 yards.
Well, Clark, that would be a highlight on ESPN tomorrow if they were here. Cole Simmons, wow, what a run as he plows over number 14, Jake Warak, and very heads-up play by him, realizing that he was on top of the defender, never down. And then number 11, Aaron Farner, had a chance to make a tackle, and no chance. Cole Simmons lowers the shoulder, knocks him down as well, and gets into the end zone.
Going for two, Siegfried back under center. It's a handoff to number 28, gets around the left edge. Joe Allis, he's in for the two-point conversion. Good for Caseville. It's 15-8. Caseville now trailing only by 7 to Owen Gage in the WLEW Sports Network.
ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties wishes all area football teams a great season. At ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties, no job is too big and no question too small. So when fire or water damage strikes your home or business, call the team of specialists that responds faster to any size disaster. When the things that matter most to you are on the line, you want ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties on the job, helping make fire and water damage like it never even happened. Call 989-673-7680. That's 989-673-7680. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Well, we expected big plays out of Owen Gage, but when it came down to it, it was Caseville with the big play as Cole Simmons rumbles in from 48 yards out. It only took him one play. Makes it 15-8. Owen Gage leading only by 7 points now at the WLEW Sports Network. Siegfried's kick comes in at the 26-yard line and brought in by number 14, Jake Warak. He lost his footing at the 31-yard line. So they say he is down there. And suddenly it feels like the Eagles have a little bit of momentum on their side.
They certainly do. They respond after going down by two scores, respond with